I'm Alexandra DiTrollio. Pope Francis has named Monsignor Alfred Shurib, General Secretary of the Secretariat for the Economy, and Monsignor Jose Betancourt, a priest from the Archdiocese of Ottawa and the Vatican's head of protocol, as apostolic nuncios. The Pope also raised them both to the title of Archbishop. Shurib will be nuncio to South Korea and Mongolia, and Betancourt will be nuncio to Armenia. Shurib had served as assistant personal secretary to Pope Benedict XVI and became Pope Francis' secretary when he was elected in March of 2013. Betancourt has been a part of the Vatican Secretariat of State since 2002, and as head of protocol, he oversaw the details of tradition and decorum when the Vatican's diplomatic relations team dealt with other states. And the next story is, a shooting at Central Michigan University has left two people dead. Police say that neither of the victims was a student of the school, and that the shooting was a, quote, family-type domestic situation. The Detroit Free Press said sources told them the suspect, James Eric Davis Jr., had shot his parents as they came to get him for spring break, although authorities have not yet confirmed. And the next story is, a major nor'easter has hit the East Coast, bringing heavy rains, snow, and strong winds, with areas on the coast getting over 50-mile-per-hour winds, and even as high as hurricane-strength winds of 80 to 90 miles per hour. Over 2,000 flights, mostly in airports in the Northeast, were canceled. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo issued a travel advisory, Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker activated 200 National Guard members, and across the East Coast, residents were told to be ready to evacuate. The storm has knocked out power to over 500,000 homes and businesses from Michigan to North Carolina. And the next story is, El Salvador's embassy to the Holy See had a conference at Rome's Pontifical Gregorian University to bring light to the life and death of Father Rutilio Grande and the effect his ministry had on the poor. The conference hoped to inspire religious men and women, students, and seminarians to learn from his example of being close with the needy and helping them. El Salvador's ambassador to the Holy See, Manuel Roberto Lopez, stated that Pope Francis has been a supporter of canonizing Father Grande since the start of his pontificate.